We're at the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine. Vikings.com's coverage continues. We have ESPN's Todd McShay here to talk about the Combine and the draft. How do you keep it all straight? 32 teams, 350-some players here, a lot to study.
As my wife says, I don't know anything about anything else in the world, so I guess it's one thing to keep it all in there. But no, we're learning. You know, we're learning every day, getting more information in, especially with the underclassmen that we didn't have any heights and weights on, and you know, hand sizes, arm lengths. There's a lot of information coming in. You can't absorb all of it while you're here, but you try to take in the most important parts and just continue to build the whole resume.
At this stage, everyone's just talking about the first round. So the Vikings are at 23. Take the mock draft part of it out and just look at your player rankings. Players 18 to 25, what kind of player are the Vikings looking at?
Well, the defensive line group is loaded. So, you know, if you're talking strength, my guess is when you get to that range of the draft, that's where probably the best players are going to be, whether it's Jerron Reed, defensive tackle from Alabama, or Vernon Butler, another defensive tackle, Louisiana Tech, Chris Jones, who's kind of a defensive tackle, DN hybrid from Mississippi State. But I also think offensive tackle, which is a position of relative need potentially for the Vikings. I think there's potentially some good depth and could be some talent there. You'll see Laramie Tunsil from Ole Miss go early. You'll see after that Ronnie Stanley go early from Notre Dame. But then I think there's a little bit of a drop-off. Conklin from Michigan State is a right tackle. He's not a left. He's very good as a right tackle. Could be a 10-year starter. Really like him, but he's not your prototypical left tackle with that athleticism that you're looking for. Taylor Decker is another guy. You watch him on tape, you almost forget that you're watching him because every play it's the same thing. He doesn't dominate anyone. He's not flashy, but he's steady Eddie. I mean, he's just so efficient. But with 33-inch arms and solid but not exceptional athleticism, he's a right tackle too. So, and then there, Jermaine Afidi, I believe is how you pronounce it, from Texas A&M. Maybe the most underrated offensive tackle. Still developing, though. But those are the three guys, I think, in the late first round that would make some sense.
You know, you right off the bat at 23, that era, you mentioned defensive linemen, and that does seem to be a strength of this draft, but it's also a strength of the Vikings. With that said, do you believe in the idea of, hey, we don't need this position, but this is the best player, and let's strengthen a part of our team that's already strong?
I could sit here and tell you yes, definitively, but I'd be lying. It just kind of depends on what's going on and if you have similar grades. You know, if Rick Spielman's sitting and looking at his board and he has similar grades on an offensive tackle or a guard and a defensive tackle, he's probably going to take the offensive lineman. But it kind of depends on how things flow. I can say this. You look at New England years ago, you look at Green Bay, you look at Denver recently, four out of 5 years drafting a pass rusher with that first round pick. Carolina, what they did a few years ago with Star Latulale and Kawan Short and making sure they solidified their defensive line. I know it's a cliche, but it's never been more true. You just can't have enough pass rushers and defensive front guys. So if you get in a bind and there's not a position there, it's not a bad place to go.
Let's go back to last year, okay? Go in your mind, last year's draft, the Vikings. Trey Waynes, Eric Kendricks, Danielle Hunter, TJ Clemmings, Stephon Diggs. What did you like last year about the Vikings draft? Pick one of those players and talk about them.
I remember going through it, and Rick and I have not always seen eye to eye on some picks. Unfortunately, Anthony Barr, he's been right on, and I have not been so far. But each and every pick, I thought they got a really good value there. Kendricks was probably my favorite. You know, where they got him, knowing he was, I thought, the best cover linebacker in all of college football and all the draft last year. Just the instincts, the toughness, the range that he had, and I thought he played pretty well as a rookie.
All right. Thank you, sir. You can catch Todd's work at ESPN, and our coverage of the Combine continues right here on Vikings.com.